This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Today, Governor Terry Branstad will go before a Senate Foreign Relations Confirmation hearing to become the next U.S. ambassador to China. Back in 2010, he campaigned for his current job on a promise to add 200,000 jobs in Iowa. We wanted to follow up on that campaign goal with Iowa State University economist Dave Swenson. Swenson says a governor really doesn't have much control over gross job gains.
They may make policy changes that affect job growth on the margins, but for the most part, Iowa's economy is much more driven by how healthy the national economy is.
And how healthy has the national economy been since we've seen Governor Branstad come back into office?
Well, both Iowa and the nation were recovering when Branstad came back into office. Iowa had a little bit of a head start on the nation, had some growth. Part of it was due to a robust farm economy, also because we had quite a lot of infrastructure investment, especially in utilities, early on in this decade. So our economy did pick up a little bit earlier than the nation's, but both the nation and Iowa have been expanding since about 2010. So Governor Branstad came in with an economy that had just turned the corner and then was heading up. Now, Iowa filled back its lost jobs by about, the first part of 2013. So the first part of Branstad's 2 years was filled with Iowa just recovering the lost jobs. And then after 2013, what we do see then is net employment growth in the state of Iowa, and the same thing with the nation.
Now, back in 2015, the director of Iowa Workforce Development basically said campaign promise kept, 200,000 jobs were reached in the state. Do you see that similarly, the way that IWD was reporting that back then?
Yeah, IWD has an interesting number that's reported by them, but really not reported by any other government agency. They call it the gross over the month job gains. Basically, what they're doing is they're counting job gains in the economy, but they're not counting job losses. The Bureau of Labor Statistics doesn't do that. What they do is count net gains. They add up all the gains, they subtract all of the losses, and then they count them. So by February of 2016, the state of Iowa had added 93,000 jobs at that time, nowhere near the 200,000 jobs that had been promised. And also, two-thirds of those jobs, as I just mentioned, were backfilling the lost jobs that were as a consequence of the recession.
Now, we've heard the governor talk a lot over this most recent time that he served as governor about tax breaks for companies as a way to spur job creation. The biggest one that comes to mind, of course, is that Egyptian fertilizer plant in southeast Iowa. Have these tax incentives really moved the needle when it comes to Iowa job creation?
No, I'm going to argue no, not at all. These are very, very expensive tax giveaways or tax breaks. They call them tax expenditures for really not that many jobs. With regard to the Southeast Iowa plant, you're talking the sum of state and local subsidies in the hundreds of millions, but you're only adding about 200 jobs at that facility. So these are very expensive public outlays relative to the job gains. Most of the job gains that occur in the state of Iowa are going to be a function of urbanization. Our metropolitan areas have their own little engine that drives growth, and they're continuing to grow irrespective of state or local government incentives, as well as the nation's economy growing. What we make here in Iowa, we have to sell to the rest of the world, and our biggest customer is the rest of the United States. So we're only as healthy as the rest of the United States. That's what drives growth in the state of Iowa right now. Those are the big stories in the state of Iowa, that we have two things: a relatively strong metropolitan economies across the state, and relatively strong demand for Iowa-produced goods and services.
So what lasting impact would you say that Governor Terry Branstad will have had on the Iowa economy?
Well, he's going to say that he's been able to preside over an expanding economy. I can point out, though, since January 2011, if I consider Iowa in relationship to all of its neighbors, Iowa's economy on net has grown only faster than Illinois. All of the rest of Iowa's neighbors have grown more rapidly than Iowa since January of 2011. So what he can say is, yes, indeed, we had an expanding recovery. Yes, indeed, he was the governor. Yes, indeed, that there were some bright spots in the state's economy. Can they claim a lot of credit for much of that growth? Everybody can claim credit. Success has many parents.
Dave Swenson is an economist with Iowa State University. Dave, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.